There is peace in the house.
Yes, it is.
Peace in this house.
Yes, it is.
Joy in this house.
Amen.
Salvation in this house.
Amen.
Glory in this house.
Amen.
Prosperity in this house. Yes. Healing in this house. Yes. Everything you need is in this house.
Yes,
everything you want is in this house.
Yes.
If it's not in this house, you don't need it. And if it's not in this house, you don't want it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you, Lord, this day for your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, for everyone gathered here today to hear the word of God and share in the fellowship of the Lord. We pray that you'll open our spiritual eyes that we might behold wondrous things out of your word this morning in Jesus' name. Give us a spirit of wisdom and not of fear. Give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding of the word of faith and authority of the believer, that we may be able to operate the ministries that you've given us in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. God is good. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for showers of blessings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We need to live that way, Monty. This house.
Amen. Praise God. This house. This is the Father's
house. This house. The Father's.
There's peace in this house.
And we are in His house.
Amen. Praise God.
Wherever we are, we're in His house.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Walmart, we're in His house.
That's right. That's true.
At the convenience store.
That's right.
In the car.
That's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This house.
I love it. It's just awesome.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
When
thank
you,
Jesus.
Released that brother, when you, some power took place. Something took place.
This house.
Praise the Lord.
It wasn't just a saying that you say all the time. I know that's a saying they like to use today, but something took place in the atmosphere when you said,
yes, amen.
Shakatakia.
Glory.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. All right, we're in the book of Acts.
Glory.
Chapter 10, we were talking about, I've been talking about where Peter went to preach to Cornelius. I know I read this once before, but we're in chapter 10. I'm going to start back again in verse 34 where Peter begins to speak.
Brother Horton, can I say
sure.
something that's just in my spirit?
Praise the Lord.
I said something took place in the atmosphere because everybody's need is different this morning.
That's true.
Around this table.
That is true.
Around this table. Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the truth.
It was something released.
Glory to God.
According.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful. Wonderful presence of the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to have a great presence of the Lord in the service this morning. Praise
yes, amen.
It's going to be wonderful.
Yes, amen.
Praise
that's
the Lord.
Blessed hope right there.
The Lord is going to move in a wonderful way.
Yes,
praise the
is.
Lord. Needs are going to be met.
Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory.
Word will go forth.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Breakthroughs.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Receive that, baby.
Amen. Amen. That's good. That's good. We receive it already. Praise the Lord. We receive it already. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons."
Amen.
I like when he says that, opening his mouth.
Yeah.
I like it.
He said, "I perceive that." That means that the Spirit had to reveal that to him.
I know it. He didn't know that.
Amen.
He didn't know that.
No, he.
That was news. That was news to Peter. It was news.
Peter opened his mouth.
Yeah, I kind of like that too. Peter opened his mouth. It's like Peter opened his mouth and the Holy Ghost filled it.
Exactly.
He just opened his mouth and the Holy Ghost filled it. Praise the Lord.
He said you can take no thought what you shall say because it'll be given to you.
That is true. That is absolutely right. This was an anointed message for sure right here. Right.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him.
Yes.
The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. That's what happens when you speak with tongues, you magnify God. Other things happen, of course, too, but you magnify God. Speaking in tongues magnifies God. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
So speaking in tongues, going back to things, is waiting on God. It's also a form of waiting on God, too. If you're worshiping, you're speaking, you're magnifying.
That's true.
So one way to wait on God is praying in the Spirit.
That is, that's true. That's
when
that's true.
When you magnify God, you can't make him no bigger than what he is. No, he makes bigger to you.
That's true.
As you wait on the
that's
Lord.
For you.
He gets bigger to you.
Yeah, that's true.
You see God bigger.
Yes, ma'am.
1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let's start in the 14th verse. 1 Corinthians 14:14. Paul said, "For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful." Now he says, my spirit prays, okay?
Yes.
So you don't need to understand to be blessed. You can still be blessed. You can be blessed. Your spirit is magnifying God. Let's go on and read a little more. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit and I will sing with the understanding also. Otherwise, or else, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. So here he says that when you speak with tongues, you are giving thanks to God. You are praising God. You are magnifying God, even though you don't know what you're saying. Your spirit is praying, even though your understanding is not engaged. Your mind is not engaged. Your soul is not engaged. But your spirit is engaged. And your spirit is communicating with the Holy Spirit. And you're getting edified. You're magnifying God in your spirit. So that's what we're talking about here in verse 46, 10:46, Acts 10:46. They heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which has received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Now, this is interesting that Peter didn't baptize any of these people, apparently. It says he commanded somebody to baptize them. Or he commanded them to be baptized. Apparently, Peter didn't do it himself. Apparently, Peter did not do it himself, but somebody did at Peter's command. And the apostles and the brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision, or in other words, the Jews, the Christian Jews, contended with him, saying, "Thou wentest in to men uncircumcised and did eat with them." They weren't concerned that they got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. They were concerned that Peter might have defiled himself somehow or other by going in to eat with them. Man, that is a church spirit if I ever saw it.
You're right.
The ignorant thing that
you
were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
That is an old religiosity spirit that kills revivals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it kills the blessing. That's ugly. I mean, that's just plain ugly.
It promotes traditions of men.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the bottom line.
Yes, ma'am.
So, God help us. We still have to contend with that from time to time.
That's so true, bro.
But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. And a certain vessel descend as it had been a great sheet let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me. Upon the which, when I had fastened my eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat." This is the third time that we hear about this incident. This is the third time this particular incident is related to us. The time that it happened, the time that Peter talked to Cornelius, and now he's telling his fellow apostles about it.
Yep.
"But I said, Not so, Lord, for nothing common nor unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done three times. It's three times the sheet came down, and three times we hear about it in the Bible.
Yeah.
Interesting. And all were drawn up again into heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me." I wonder if at the time there were three men and the sheet was let down three times. "And the Spirit bade me go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me." Is that what it said? It said, "Behold, there were three men already come into the house." Yeah. "These six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved." So the angel didn't preach him the gospel. The angel said, "Go get Peter."
Right.
He's the one that needs to preach the gospel.
Right.
He's
right.
The one that's commissioned to preach the gospel.
Right.
Because it has to be man preaching.
It has to be preached by man with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. It has to be declared by man. In this dispensation, the gospel is preached by men, praise the Lord.
I got a question on that.
All right, brother.
You know, you hear these stories coming out of the Middle East there, how people are being visited.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Of course, there's precedent for that, because that's the way Paul was introduced to Christ.
But
Christ
Jesus
appeared. Christ appeared to Paul personally.
Jesus is a man. All man and God.
And
Christ appeared.
The gospel is not being preached in the Middle East, not like any place in the world. In the Middle East and stuff, you know, is so dry of the gospel that he has to appear to them because he loves them too.
They're also, that's true. That is true. Now there's also something to consider here. That ground over there is so hard. That human beings cannot hardly even turn it up. I mean, you can't hardly break it. It's so hard. Mm-hmm. It takes a supernatural unction. It takes a personal.
Like it took Paul.
With Paul.
Paul was so strong.
That is true. That's correct. I mean, that's true.
Witness to him because he believed what he believed.
That's true.
Although it was ignorant and wrong.
In these ISIS-controlled countries, if you even think about trying to preach the gospel, you're dead. You know.
But at the same time, just like Paul, people that are converted in that area, they will be beheaded for Jesus. A lot of them are.
That's true.
Won't even think twice about it. So they're strong. When they are believers, they're strong.
So Jesus is appearing to these people. And
the gospel's not being preached. It's got to be preached.
The gospel is being preached. There's no doubt about it. That's true.
He's doing it himself.
But Jesus is introducing himself personally.
Yes, ma'am.
He is introducing himself personally to these people, just like he did to Paul. And of course, they still need to hear the gospel preached by people. But
and
Jesus,
they will, and they
and, they, and they will, and they are. Yes, they will, and they are.
You'll go ahead and preach somewhere.
Can you imagine being praying to Allah, 5,000 people all at once in a mosque, and they see Jesus appearing in front of them, saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." What do you think is going to happen to them people?
Did that happen?
Yes, ma'am. It's happened several times.
I've seen. I mean,
you don't hear about that on the news, but it's happened several times. Missionaries are talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't put that on.
No. You see, the gospel's not being preached there.
Well, you know, just seeing stuff on Facebook where, you know, people have witnessed, well, different things, YouTube, where people have witnessed about Jesus appearing to them in their hospital room and different things over there.
We've seen lots of testimonies by people who said that the Lord had appeared to them sometimes more than once over a period of time until they were. They kept seeing him. I know in one instance, this guy said that he saw Jesus on various occasions in a vision or in a dream, and he didn't know who he was until finally Jesus introduced himself, and then he recognized him, of course. But there are tremendous things, miraculous things going on in the end of this dispensation, this day and age, and this. We've taken a turn here. This dispensation is about to come to a conclusion. And things are happening. Some things that we've never seen before.
John Hagin said that Billy Graham was going to see it.
Brother Hagin said that.
Yeah, Hagin. He told Billy Graham way before he
died. Not John Hagin.
John Hagin.
Kenneth E. Hagin told her that.
Kenneth E. Hagin, I'm sorry.
Kenneth E. Hagin told her that.
Kenneth E. Hagin told her that.
Now,
he's going to see it.
Yeah.
Well, I got the name mixed up on that. They're all gone. They all could have told
her to fraud.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
But I believe it. I'm ready.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we've got our work to do. But any help that we can get, I mean, you know, what we can't do. And there appear to be some situations where we just can't. Mm-hmm. And the situation in the Middle East right now is such that in certain places we just can't. It's just about impossible for humans to get in there and do anything. And so the Lord is doing things. This is not the usual, people. This is not the way it usually works. You realize that, right? That for the last 2,000 years, it's not been like this.
Yeah.
This is not the way the gospel has been, you know, preached the last 2,000 years. Now, when we get into the book of Revelation, and I was trying to find it this morning, that there, but some of you that have been studying Revelation, you know the scripture I'm talking about. They saw an angel John saw an angel flying through the heaven having the everlasting gospel to preach. There is that scripture, and I can't lay my eyes on it right now. But of course, what, the church is gone, right? The church is gone. So what are you going to do when the church is gone? How do you preach when there is no church? Well, you know, in this dispensation, the church is the preacher. We're the body of Christ, and we're doing the preaching. Now, in the next, after the church is gone, and then I don't know. It's a whole different ball game then.
Wonder if they'll try to kill it.
Well, I'd like to see them try.
I know, I'm just saying.
I
said try.
Revelation 8:13.
Is it 8:13? Let me look at that. Revelation 8:13.
The end time is coming out in this man.
I can't. It's in there. It's just in there, sister. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice. No, that's not it. That's not the one. 14:6. There you go. That's it. 14:6. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea, and the fountains of water. Very interesting. Now, you know, before the church age began, there was when Jesus was born, there was an angelic. There was a whole fleet of angels.
And even acquired some.
There was a.
Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. I mean, the angels was at work.
They declared. That's right. They declared. They declared the gospel right there.
Peace on earth.
Amen. Peace on earth. Glory to God. I think they. There's a better apparently a better translation of that. Some of the English translations translated this way, peace on earth to men of goodwill. To men of goodwill. Peace on earth to men of goodwill. Which is interesting. It has all kinds of connotations there that the peace of God comes to men of goodwill. It's not necessarily, Jesus himself said, I didn't come to send peace, but a sword.
That's right.
Amen. So, you know, so that may be a better translation of what the angel said, peace on earth to men of goodwill. And the men of goodwill are those who have goodwill toward God.
Yeah.
Right. And are
Christ.
To those who accept Christ. There's no peace. There is no peace. That's right. There is no peace. Amen. All right, praise the Lord.
What's happening in the Middle East? No goodwill.